Very special, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time preparing for the 2022 season of the Sunshine Coast Lightning's tilt at the title. Coach Kylie Byrne joins us. Good morning, Kylie.
Hello, champion.
Hello. It's so nice to have you here in the studio. There's a nice buzz around the Lightning Club at the moment. We did some filming with them just the other day, Sammy.
Yep.
And there's a bit of a spring in everyone's step at the moment.
Sure is.
We got to meet Riley Batchelder. And she is so lovely, one of the young guns, one of the shooters. What's the vibe like? You've got a fair few additions. Talk us through it, Carls.
Yeah, a lot of change at Lightning, on and off the court, which is also exciting because it means everyone can put their stamp on things. And we've had the same core group for, 5 years now. So those guys are the veterans and it's the time to challenge them and push them, and that's exactly what the new kids on the block are doing.
Yeah.
So you're I suppose your spine, if you like, or your core line from back with Carla Pretorius down there in gold defence, obviously with Shezzy around the midsection, and then both Steph Wood and Kara Conan up front, the diamond shooters, if you don't mind, taking care of the business end of the circle. Now, who are the new players? Let's talk about them and what are they bringing to the team?
Yeah, pretty good spine to have too. Mm. But, so joining Cara and Steph, we've got 19-year-old Riley, just an athletic beast, just so explosive and just someone that can shoot from anywhere in the circle. So
that's awesome.
She's been amazing and loves TikTok. So
yeah,
look out, Lightning fans, it's coming.
So I saw her play, I think, was she with Ipswich? No, QUT. She was playing with QUT.
Correct.
Against the Sunny Coast Thunder, and she nailed us because it didn't matter where she got the ball from. She drained it. She was shooting at 100% this game, Ash.
Oh, really?
Missed nothing. So very handy.
That's amazing.
Very handy and also just so athletic. But joining Rue then, so Rue's in the Australian under-21 squad, and we also picked up Annie Miller, who's also in the Australian under-21 squad, and she's come from the Giants. She got out of quarantine on Monday.
Oh, good girl.
So she had 2 weeks of, sitting on a stationary bike, and, she's ready to go. So she's our up-and-coming mid-quarter, so she'll really push Shezzy and Harles, which is great.
Nice.
And then we scored two amazing defenders. So Katie Ann Dehaney, Jamaican, back
home.
You're
not saying it right. It's Katie Ann Dehaney.
Right, Sammy. You're all over it. I can hear you calling it out from the stands
already. I know.
I'm going to have to work on that because it's not quite so pumza, but it's something.
She's come from the Vixens. And then the other twin, we got Tara Hinchliffe, who's come from the Firebirds, and she's an absolute gun and recovering from an ACL, but she's got a massive future ahead of her.
Yeah, that's right. And so you've got your training partners as well, Maddie Hinchcliffe, Annie Laurie, and
Ash Ooney's back, which is fantastic.
Oh,
and we also grabbed three other youngsters. So we got six this year. We just wanted to really build that depth here on the Sunny Coast.
That's great.
Can we talk Tara and Maddie Hinchcliffe for a second? How do they cope psychologically when you're an identical twin and yet one's on the starting side and one's essentially a training partner, bench warmer? Does that like create any angst between the two of them? Are they like, oh, I get the top bunk, then you get the bottom bunk? Is there a bit of that going on, or is it like, how does that play out?
Yeah, it's actually the opposite. They want each other to have as many opportunities that they actually kind of protect themselves to give the other one the opportunity.
Really?
And, and even when we were talking contracting, it was like, Tars was more concerned whether Maddie was going to get a contract as to whether she was. But they're different areas of the court. So, it was quite easy to say, well, actually, Mads, you're in the centre and you've still got a huge future and there'll be opportunities, but Tars, you're a defender. So, it's amazing watching twins in action. They love each other. They're best mates, and I hope one day they're on the court together.
Yeah, that's cool. Amazing. So good to hear as well. So nice to know that the Lightning, doing their preseason. You guys
How's
are training
that going?
Twice a day.
Oh, it's amazing at the moment. So we're week three. So good. Love watching a few of them last night in the fetal position on the ground after.
I got to say something though. I was talking to one of the players who will remain nameless who goes, Kylie's full of poo because she goes, oh, we do one day where it's two sessions and then a third day where it's one session. She goes, oh, that's the rest day. That's the relax day. You get to enjoy this. She goes, but hang on a minute. The one day is a 3-hour session and the 2 days are 2 1.5-hour sessions. They're training the same length of time, she reckons.
Tell them to toughen up, princess. We've got a premiership to win, Sammy. It won't take
exactly.
that at all.
So last one there for you, Carls. It's an early start, March 24th.
27th.
Okay, so they're moving it forward because of Commonwealth Games in Birmingham next year.
Correct. So, pre-season got shortened, which they hated as well, and I hated, but we're back onto it, doing amazing things around the coast. We've been rowing boats, playing Quidditch tonight.
Oh, that's great.
I've heard about this Quidditch. What is this all about?
So cool. USC have a Quidditch team, so they're...
What?
Yep, I don't know, but we're going to have a crack tonight. get out on the field and just
I remember
play
my
a different
uni
sport.
Days, some of my lecturers were witchy too, and I swear they used to ride brooms around, but this is actually happening.
Yeah, Mahalia Cassidy wanted to bring her broom, so I said she could grab that one out. But yeah, wow. It's going to be great. Can't wait to see it.
Really interested to learn more about this.
How do they do the snitch?
Sammy, I'll put a report in.
Yeah, I want to know.
That would be good. Hey, Kyle, thanks so much for joining us and all the best.
Thanks, team.